Welcome to this week's edition of the Extension Service Update. I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. First this week, we're going to take a look at setting financial priorities, especially during the holiday season. In addition to that, we'll also take a look at family financial management and how preparing your home for cold weather can be very important and also save you money in the end. Most people would agree that financial security is an important life goal to achieve. However, like most people, it would also be prudent to admit that you don't have a clear idea of how to actually obtain that financial security. The majority of people go through their financial lives doing the best to meet daily financial obligations without setting aside the time to think about or plan for the long-term financial goals that each family would like to have. In order to make financial security a reality, you need to take the first step of setting financial priorities. Establishing financial goals will allow you to take control of your spending and set aside the necessary money that will hopefully leave you financially independent and successful in the future. A few steps that you can take to set up financial priorities include figuring out what you want. You must first identify goals and that are personally relevant to you and your family, and don't be afraid to identify goals that will challenge you. In addition to that, you need to ask your family to get involved. Your partner and your children can all be involved in identifying goals that are most important to your family. Additionally, the possibility of achieving these goals will be increased when everyone is on board with the goals, and in reality, they will become more achievable in the long term. In addition to getting your family involved, making a list is also very important. Writing down your financial priorities, making a monthly and yearly budget will also allow you to establish a range for which success can be achieved. In addition to the list, categorizing your financial priorities is also very important. If you're looking to pay off credit cards, other long-term debt or assets, it's key to make sure you prioritize and attack those goals in a timely manner. It is likely that your list will be quite lengthy, and in order to make this list more manageable, it is also useful to categorize those priorities in the short, medium, and long-term goals. Short-term goals are those that can be reached within the next 6 months to a year. Medium-term goals can typically be accomplished within 1 to 5 years, and those long-term goals require more time and will likely be achieved in a time period of 5 or more years from now. After you've set your priorities, it's good to rank your list. It is common to experience difficulty with this step because financial priorities often overlap. Examples might include paying for your child's braces, may take away money that could otherwise be used to go towards a college fund. In this situation, it's useful to ask yourself which goal will cause the greater harm if it is delayed. Remember, putting off a goal for a while does not mean that you have abandoned it, more so rather than accomplishing other goals. In addition to those other steps, you need to do your research. You will most likely need to find information in order to figure out how to best meet your goals. After you've done your research, revisit your list, and you'll see that you've made accomplishments on your financial priorities if you follow the different steps that you've accomplished so far. Setting these priorities may feel overwhelming. However, by following the steps outlined above, you will find yourself one step closer to making these priorities a reality. In addition to that financial information, preparing your home for cold weather can also save you money in the long run. According to the United States Department of Energy, 46% of the average utility bill goes to heating and cooling a home. To reduce heating costs, adjust the thermostat to the lowest comfortable level. To maximize savings from programmable thermostats, it's important to have the thermostat set to its energy-saving temperature for a minimum of 8 hours. Consider not only cutting back the thermostat while you're at work, but also at night. If you're going to be away for several days, choose an energy-saving temperature for the entire time the house is empty. If you do not have a programmable thermostat, you can still save by manually adjusting the temperature. In general, for every degree you lower your thermostat, you save 1 to 3% on your heating bill. So for example, if you adjust your thermostat from 74 degrees to 72, you could save up to 6 cents for every $1 in heating costs. If your home heating bill costs more than $100 per month, you could save up to $6 per month on that bill. To extend the life of your furnace, replace furnace filters on a monthly basis. It's pretty easy, but sometimes it can be overlooked. In addition to making a few low-cost home improvements, you can also reduce energy expenses by adapting no-cost energy-conscious behaviors. Simple behaviors that help save energy include turning off lights, electronics, cold water for laundry, and only doing full loads in the dishwasher rather than partial loads. If you have any questions about the financial or energy-efficient ways to accomplish the goals in your life, you can contact the Extension Service in any county in the state of Kentucky, and we will be happy to help you here in Hopkins County as well. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving break, and we look forward to seeing you soon.